It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have the amazing Ken Klein, who was back a few weeks ago over in Israel, scoping up for his next movie. Ken, you've got some amazing perspective. Our last show was very unique. I think you have a layer of knowledge that I've never heard from any other Christian pastor or speaker that I agree with, in fact, which is amazing. You probably find that amazing. I agree with what you're saying in terms of the destiny of mankind. I'd like to expand on what you're going to do in this movie, do you think? What, give us some of the key points, because you've got some amazing books. The production site is Ken Klein, K-L-E-I-N, productions.net. You've got some amazing movies out and documentaries, and you also have books. I'd like you to expand on what you've done already, and then where you're going with your next movie. Where do you think it's going to go? And of course, the Spirit of God will lead you to what you're going to put in. I'm sure you don't know everything that'll be in there, but I'm sure it'll be pretty inspiring. Go ahead.
Well, I've written a number of books, and the one before this last one, The Deep State Prophecy and the Last Trump, which came out in February, and now, of course, we have the video for it, was a book I wrote called The Unforgettable Tree. The Unforgettable Tree is an amazing insight into the very site where Christ was killed and where he rose. It isn't where people think. And so I wrote a book about it, and it has a great deal to do with our destiny and how to prepare for that destiny. Most people have no clue about how to prepare for a destiny that's not related to earth life. We don't even think about it. When I used to play football, we used to have about 3 or 4 weeks before we go into the preseason. So we'd have 3 or 4 weeks of training, and then we'd have preseason, then we'd have the regular season. And every week, we'd have to study a book about an inch thick that dealt with all of the tendencies of the opponent and the frequencies of how they call plays and so forth. And we'd have to run our defense as a defensive player with that in mind so that we could have our best percentage of the right defense to call. So,
So in other words, you're saying it's like chess on the artificial turf or the grass field. So it actually is informing eventually basically a physical chess, what you're saying.
What I'm saying is that there's a lot of preparation that goes into what we have to prepare for, which is our destiny.
Right.
And our destiny is most people, and there's books been written, purpose-driven life, and this is pretty much doesn't deal with the ultimate destiny, which is to go into the heavens, which is expressed in the book of Isaiah. Have not I called you that I might plant the heavens? And it's not heaven, it's heavens. It's the universal construction.
Yeah.
It's the stars and the galaxies, which is in the New Testament called the Father's house. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And those mansions are for us to go in, inhabit, and establish.
Right.
So how do we prepare for that? And this book, the Unforgettable Tree, is a stepping stone into how to secure the kind of what I like to call sympathetic vibrations with the heavenly realm. And people will freak out when I say that because it sounds very existential and New Age and all that, but it's not. There is a vibe or a sound that we can connect with that gives us the characteristics of the four living creatures at the throne of God. And those four living creatures have amazing eyesight. They can look forward, they can look backward, they can look inward, they can look outward. There's eyes all over the place. These are the eyes of God that are expressed in the four living creatures that we can begin to connect with as we learned how to use the knowledge from the Unforgettable Tree. That's why this book is actually more important than The Deep State Prophecy and The Last Trump. But The Deep State Prophecy and The Last Trump begins to give us a panoramic vision of human time. The Unforgettable Tree came out first, and that's why I'm going back to Israel to do a film on it. So people, especially men, because men see visually, women see kind of like details, little things. And so I'm trying to give the big picture to men so men can prepare for this amazing destiny that we have. And that's why I'm going to go back and do a film on that, probably first of the year.
Yeah, amazing. So 2020 is the year. What would you say, one of the biggest things I find, whether it's educational institutions or churches, the only way to get people to change their worldview is to get them to ask questions. Now, if you ask questions and you read the Bible and you pray, God will inspire you to get an interpretation and understanding that's deeper than just an intellectual or a lineal or non-lineal understanding. It's a spirit we're understanding, which is a worldview that transcends time and space. And that's what I think you do. You're much more like the ancient prophets, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and literally trying to give God's perspective on the nature of reality in the world and our destiny, aren't you?
Well, most theologians are myopic. They don't see that there's a 30, 60, 100 fold to the scriptures. There's levels, and they basically are knee-jerk and linear, and they don't understand the depth of the scriptures. And so when you go to Bible conferences or colleges or even churches, they're not going to give you the depth. You're just not going to get it there. It's not there. And why? Right. What's happened for me is, for whatever the reasons, and I don't claim to be anybody, I've been permitted to see into the spiritual dimension in such a way that I can see things that most people can't, but it's my responsibility, therefore, to help people see. And right. That's why I do what I do. And so I'm trying to participate in the development and preparation for the body of Christ to go into space, into the heavens. Right. And that's why this book, The Unforgettable Tree, is so critical for people to be able to get over their religious traditionalism and the doctrines and the dogmas that have been handed down for the last 2,000 years.
By the way, you've been in total agreement with what Pastor Carl Gallups has said, that there's no intention by real, we call grounded Christians in the idea of building a temple in Jerusalem. And where they want to build it too, by the way, even in Israel, they realize if they try to build up near the Mosque of Omar, it'll immediately precipitate a great big war. But the fact is that to build a temple would be literally, in the words of Carl being sarcastic, it would be laying the groundwork for the Antichrist, when really he mentioned in the eschatology of his now Christian messianic rabbi, Petro, that in fact the Nios is, the temple is us. It's not a building. And in fact, God, when he died on the cross, he made us his temple, which is interesting. The archetype of that is in the temple in the desert with Moses, where it has the sea cow skins, which are red on the inside and red and white on the outside, with the hearth being the place where you burn the sacrifice, but the Holy of Holies being like the brain. And what God is saying, he's making us his temple, and we collectively, the human race, when we're sanctified and become the bride of God, become his sanctified bride as we become trillions and quadrillions as we spread across the cosmos, to the heavens, to his many mansions, in other words. Exactly what you say. I totally agree with you. And this is not Mormonism. Mormonism is the idea that some guy elevated himself and became a king of some ancient star system called Kolob and became the god of this world. That's not what happens. It's not an individual thing. It's a collective thing. It's not this individual is better than that individual. We're all part of a body, just like you and I are, in a sense, like little foveal cells in the back of the retina. We can see the future of God's scape of the worldview, but we're just geared to be messengers. The little baby inside the utero that's a black baby and inside of mama is going to be aborted in an hour is every much as a in God's eye as valuable infinitely as we are anybody else. Nobody gets more points in heaven. There's not a point scale. And you can't take away sin by good works. You have to take away with relationship to the Most High God. People don't get that. The gospel of good works is the most vile thing that's being taught by the church so that they can maintain tithes and offerings to keep the church alive economically.
And I think when it comes to your paradigm of the brain being the Holy of Holies, I have to differ with you there, brother.
Well, or brain or the soul, I guess, in a sense, you know, because the physical brain is kind of like the level in this level, but the soul is the higher part of ourselves. So the Holy of Holies is our...
No, I don't agree. I'm sorry. I have to
okay, go ahead. Explain why. Just teach me.
Well, Paul prayed, I pray that the eyes of your heart be opened. The Bible teaches us, lean not to your own understanding.
Exactly.
Keep thine heart with all diligence. So let me share with you my view of it. We have two different types of computers in us.
Right.
One is in the brain. It deals with the temporal world.
Right.
And the other is a computer in our heart, which is our spirit. There's a difference between spirit and soul. And soul is the intellect, the emotions, and the will.
Oh, okay. We're just using different technology. I agree with you. In other words, what you're
really
saying...
It's really important because let me explain a paradigm for you that really helps illustrate...
Yeah, I understand your terminology, and I do agree with you. Go ahead. Go ahead and continue.
Well, when you see the temple, the physical temple that was built by Solomon, and you go into the Old Testament, you find that there was an outer court, an inner court, and a Holy of Holies. And the Holy of Holies actually was these two apartments inside the temple. There was a holy place, and there was the Holy of Holies. And the Holy of Holies was really amazingly designed, and it was given to David, and David wasn't allowed to build it. Solomon had to build it.
Right.
And in the Holy of Holies, there are two gigantic cherubim angels whose wings stretched across the room, and also there was the Ark of the Covenant with the mercy seat, which had two angel wings across the top of it. It was about maybe 6 feet.
Right.
And then it was like a cube. The whole thing was like a cube, and on the walls were pictures of cherubim, palm trees, and flowers all the way around. The pattern repeated itself.
Right.
When Ezekiel, now many years go by after the building of that, and then God says to Ezekiel, I want you to go up and look through, there's a hole in the wall of the temple. I want you to go in there and look and see what you see, what they've done to my temple.
Right.
And the walls were like, it was almost like there was somebody was cooking pig fat in there, and the walls were caked with, grease, which represented the sins of the people. Because they had become so compromised in their beliefs, they had embraced the gods of the Philistines.
Right, the Canaanites, Jebusites, and Hivites, etc. Yeah, please continue.
The moon god.
Right.
So now you watch, and you watch this this very sacred place being defiled, which is akin, I believe, to our spirit. And
yeah,
and so
I agree. The spirit is a better term for it, isn't it?
Yeah. Now let me finish this story.
Yeah, please continue.
Solomon, what happens to him? Solomon, the man who was given the responsibility to build the Holy of Holies and the Holy Temple and everything else, now becomes infatuated with women, so much so that he has 700 wives and 300 concubines. And the Song of Solomon is a story about his infatuation with women.
Right.
And he became so infatuated that with his passion for women, that he writes this song, which was actually a stage play that was acted out, and it's pretty pornographic.
Right.
And yet it says Solomon departed from the Lord because his wives turned his heart away from God. So
yeah.
we have the man that built the Holy of Holies, this amazing place. Being turned away from the responsibility of protecting his own heart. His heart got defiled. And so when you go to the book of Hebrews, you see it says, we've been called to this holy mountain, Mount Zion, for the perfecting of our spirits.
Ah, okay, I got it. Okay, I understand the use of the terminology. Yeah, the spirit is much deeper than just the mind or even, quote, the soul, which you're referring to as like the intellect. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
The intellect is our soul. That's our soul. But that's not the highest part of us.
No, I agree. Your higher part is your spirit. Yeah, I agree. I understand what you're using in the terminology. Yeah, okay.
And we have to learn how to develop and cleanse our spirit from the pollution and the things that we acquire from this life that come in through the channels into our intellect that can leak into our spirit. The next thing you know, we're like Solomon. And we've become defiled. The Holy of Holies in us becomes defiled. And God says, that's the end of that. I'm done. And so people can depart from the Lord because they don't protect their heart, because they don't fight the spiritual warfare in their soul.
Ah,
so that's
right.
Do you have... have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bell provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. Well, that first segment was pretty mind-blowing. I mean, I have a prayer relationship with God, but you're teaching me things and clarifying some terms, which I use a little bit more loosely. I like the way you clarified that, Ken. And I believe that you have a direct connection with the Most High God, giving you spirit knowledge, which transcends the lineal knowledge, which is, as you mentioned on the break, is like a glass ceiling to the church. The church is in waiting of prophetic knowledge because the people, not only here in America, when we're dealing with the issue of abortion, say the Democrats, we're dealing with the idea of whether or not life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness includes taking care of your population with health care. I believe a lot of the problems with the church are because it's become very stuck in a lineal in our time on the left and right brain, but doesn't have the spirit vision of the Most High God, which you're bringing, and hopefully I'm bringing. As we collectively move forward, we're trying to bless the church and the human race with actually a transforming experience to connect to God. Because as you mentioned that you had last night when you got your knowledge about something you had to do, heaven doesn't start when you die. Heaven and a relationship with God starts the day you connect properly with the Creator. Tell us how that happens.
Well, you know, I think I might have said this on your show last time. I don't recall because I do so many things.
You do a lot of shows. Yeah, you can listen. Repeating is good, especially when it's really important. Go ahead.
Well, it says that in the big picture of things, there was an interruption that took place in our galaxy, which already, you know, I'm a whole other world that I'm dealing with. But what took place was a cosmic war. A war took place. It says it in the book of Revelation. It says there was war in the, it doesn't say heaven, it says the heavens. There was war in the heavens. And without going into great detail about that war, which I can't do in another program, that war has to be understood if we're to understand the big picture and have a different worldview, because that war is what brought trouble to this planet.
Exactly.
And the big trouble that came was God had to make a decision, even though he already knew, that's how we have to understand it as human beings, to subject the whole world to a void. Solomon knew about it. He called it vanity of vanities. So a vanity is, if you understand it in the Hebrew context of the word, it means a limited period of time or an emptiness. So we've been, this whole earth has been subjected to a vanity, and it's still working its way out. When Jesus came, he brought in the everlasting gospel, which was the beginning of turning that around in the hearts of people.
Right.
But nonetheless, we're still working, each one of us is still working out of that, working out of the vanity or the ego or the self-centeredness that we were afflicted with as we came through the progeny of Adam, who was called a living soul. So soul, remember, is intellect, emotions, and will.
Right.
So that whole process has, we tend to look at it at beginning with Adam and Eve, the whole problem of sin, but it actually began amongst the angels. The angels sinned, and Adam became the doorway through which it came into this world. Nonetheless, we're all affected with this vanity, which is how we tend to
vanity
view
the
world.
And looking at us as the end of everything, and as a connected individual in the body of his believers, right?
And we look at existence, our present existence, through a soulishness.
I like how you say it. That. That's very, very wise to say it that way. Go, please continue.
Yeah, so what has to happen is there has to be an inversion. There has to be this process of inversion, and that's what the Mount of Transfiguration is all about. In the gospel. That's a whole other thing we could talk about at another time, but it wasn't just some historical event. It's telling us a story about this transition from soullessness to a spiritual man. So that's what has to happen for the body of Christ. And we just don't have the objectivity that's necessary to bring that knowledge to God's people. That's my job. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, so I have a portion of that, too, and I give my stories, but I don't want to interrupt your story, but I want you to continue. Please continue this, because this is important, because we need to start realizing we're only spiritually connected to God, because when we're fully connected to God, we're connected to each other like cells in a body, aren't we?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a lot of smart people out there that are way smarter than me in their soul, But there's right. very few people that are have accelerated spiritually to the degree that I'm at. And I'm not trying to be a big shot or nothing. I'm just
no, I agree with you. I know that you're saying things spiritually to ring my spirit correct. Yes. The Urim and Thummim stone. Tell me it's true. Go ahead.
So we have to understand the war in the heavens if we're to understand the full powerful dimensionality of the rescue mission of Jesus. He
right.
didn't just come to forgive us of our sins. He came to reverse the curse, which is in process now, the curse of vanity, and to give us the ability to transcend our humanness or our soullessness, and where our spirits become perfected. In order to go into space, our spirits have to be perfected. We're not going to be permitted to go and screw up the whole universe unless our inner house is perfected. So let me give you one more thought.
I totally agree with you. If we spill into space, it'll be like a plague to the universe.
Yeah, that's right. So when Ezekiel is called by the Lord to look through this hole in the wall of the temple and look inside,
right.
God says to him, they have perverted the chamber of imagery. So our ability to transcend has a great deal to do with visualizations. That's why I do movies. And
right.
that's why they're so much more powerful than linear sermons. I can hardly stand the preaching anymore that you see on YouTube and Facebook. I mean, oh my gosh, these people don't
right.
even know. They're in elementary school.
They're totally stuck in intellect is what you're saying.
Yes,
right?
And so we've got to learn how to use our chamber of imagery. It's got to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus, but then we can pray with our spiritual imagination. And
yeah, exactly.
When you see the beginnings of how the Lord came, there's at least five times where Mary and Joseph had dreams. There were
right.
dreams. You can see them all throughout the Scripture where angels come and open the eyes of people, their eyes of their heart. They're seeing with their spirit,
right.
and then it plays in their soul. So we have to learn how to recover that which has been tainted by this vanity that the earth has been cursed with due to the war in the heavens. Unless we get,
I've seen that even when people that get a spontaneous healing, they have a spirit revelation in their spirit that God's healed them, and they then get healed. So please continue.
Yeah, well, you look what happened with Peter with the house of Cornelius. I mean, the thing that he saw, he couldn't figure it out. He saw this sheep come down with all these unclean animals arise. Peter killing it. When he finally saw what it meant, it changed the whole world. That's the power of the chamber of imagery when it's restored, cleansed, and becomes usable again by the Lord.
Right. Amazing.
It is.
Wow.
Incredible.
So when you do this movie, do you have some idea? Obviously, I'm sure God's going to give you more revelation before you do it next year, which is not very far off, by the way, because we only have September, October, November, December, so we're probably...
Well,
you know,
won't be until January, February now, because some of
yeah,
my...
Yeah, but 6 months away, basically. That's not very far in the space of time.
People need this truth, don't they? I've got some issues that I've got to overcome with regard to, and the Lord will help me, with regard to the actual place where Jesus was killed. It's not at the Garden Tomb, and it's not at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And
no, I know that, yeah. We've talked about that with other experts, too, and I agree with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was on the Mount of Olivet, and that's in my book, The Unforgettable Tree. But what's happened there is the actual place where he was sentenced was at Bethpage by the Sanhedrin. It was like the Sanhedrin met in the temple to decide issues that happened inside the camp, which was a big circle, with the temple being the epicenter of the circle out about a half a mile. That was the camp. But outside the camp, they would meet at Bethpage. And there, the Bethpage meant House of the Unripe Fig. And that was called that because figs were a representation of the fig tree that was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was really the law. The law gives us the knowledge of good and evil. Through the Ten Commandments, we know what's good, we know what's not good. So the fig tree plays a big part. And the House of the Unripe Figs meant that the decisions that the Sanhedrin made there were unimpinged by sin. They were sacrosanct.
Right.
So whatever they decided was believed was the Lord. So that's where Jesus was determined that he had to be hung and hung on a tree.
Right.
But the problem with that area is that because of the Muslims coming up into Jerusalem, they had to build a wall there. And so it's very hard to get there. So I got to figure out how to defeat the security so that I can shoot.
You're talking about up
area.
The Mount of Olives. I actually spent time there with Tom Hess's House of Prayer on the top of the Mount of Olives. And you're right, there's a ton of Muslims around there, and it's kind of dangerous. Even if you go during the daytime or night, you might be stoned in your car or bus.
Yeah, I've got to have to get some issues.
You've got to almost get some security issues to help you there locally, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the one obstacle I'm dealing with now in order to do the film in a way that really illustrates and is right there. There's a magic.
Right. Well, you know what I would say? The people are in control of the Tom House's House of Prayer because it has a separate wall around the whole property. That might be where you go through. And we were staying there with the Prophecy Club, so they may have contacts for you, the Prophecy Club.
Well, I'll see. The Lord's.
But I'm sure there's somebody there in Israel that would know and allow you.
I've got a lot of guides I know over there.
There's the Messianic ministries might know. Yeah.
In the last 2 years is when they built that wall between Bethpage and the city of Jerusalem. So I've got to figure out how to figure that out so I can shoot it, because Bethpage is a really important place.
Right, the Bethpage, this wall is put up by the Muslims, you're saying, right?
Well, it's called Area A. It stretches from Jericho all the way to just in front of Jerusalem, and that's called Area A, and it's basically pretty much Muslim area, and so it's tricky. It's really tricky.
Right, and they're getting more extreme now. It turns out the majority of Christians in Israel are Muslim, are Arab, but the Muslims are getting more and more extreme, and of course this is what happened with Talib and Omar. Talib's got, of course, a grandmother there in Palestine, and she was trying to actually do some things that were kind of going after the state of Israel. But Israel, it's an interesting thing. We can talk about this in another show with what I see you trying to do is you've got some geographic issues and security issues with even doing this movie, is what you're saying.
That's right. That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was just over there, and I didn't even understand all that stuff because I had been over there for 3 or 4 years.
Uh-huh.
When I back over there, I went, oh, man, I thought I could take this.
You're a details guy, aren't you? I mean, that's why you did well in the football, which, by the way, is I call grass form of chess. You know, most people don't have enough respect. My son actually is a studier of football, and he tells me, you know, that probably the most complex sport in the world is actually football. People don't realize how, you know, when you look at strategies and so on, this is like chess on grass, isn't it?
It's pretty complicated.
Yeah, it is. It's not like people think it's real simple unless you're really smart, like my son Christopher. It's like, no, this is not straightforward. If you're really good at football, it means you're a chess master on the grass.
I don't know about that. For me, when I played, I wasn't that smart.
Well, I know in order to succeed, you know, that's why we see major football stars actually have to have a few clues, their quarterbacks and their defensive people and so on.
Well, it's just a game. You know,
yeah.
People put a lot into it, but actually the value of it I see is the amazing conflict, because the way God has set up creation, he set it up in a conflict. And so we are faced with a tremendous conflict on earth with regard to Islam. Islam is probably the most dangerous problem we're dealing with in the world today. And it goes
because even rational nations like communist China, who is primarily atheistic, and Russia, want to survive. But the Muslims, actually, the imamers in, say, Iran, they actually want to create a war, so they can bring about the coming force of the 12th Imam or the Mahdi. And so they don't have the normal restraint of common decency and humanity. They actually want to have a conflict.
Yeah, and God allows for this because there can't be any growth without conflict. It's the same on earth as it is in the heavens.
Right.
Lucifer, who was a cherub, he was a cherubim angel. Lucifer was.
Yeah, it was one of the highest angels, the cherubim, they call him, right?
Yeah, and he got deceived by the spirit of Gog, G-O-G, that's mentioned in the book of Revelation.
G-O-G, the spirit of Gog, which is, of course, the same spirit that in the land of Gog and Magog, right?
Yeah, well, it's in the universal construction. It'll be
right, rather than just a local geographic, right? Wow,
on the earth,
that's amazing insights.
Geographic.
Amazing stuff. Stay right there. We'll be back in 4 minutes for another amazing discussion with Ken Klein. Go to his website, KenKleinProductions.net. Get his movies and books. Back in a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And we're back with the amazing Ken Klein at KenKleinProductions.net. You've got to get these books and videos. These are essential for not only our spirit survival and the survival of our nations and our world, but the survival of the and the destination of us collectively to be God's emissaries to the heavens. Continue, Ken. This is an amazing revelation. I just love this the show we have our discussions because you always teach me. I love when I have co-hosts like yourself to teach me new perspectives and clarification of terms. Please continue.
Well, I was saying that Lucifer was a cherubim angel of the highest degree. He was co-chairing the cherubim's angel circuitry, and then he advanced and was promoted because of the many exploits he did in the last universal construction, because I think if you recall, I talked about the seven thunders last time, which are actually cycles of creation.
Right.
And in fact, the book of Isaiah was, maybe next time when I come on, I'll go back to the book of Isaiah and share with you. I think it's about 34.
Right. And so the voice 30, of the seven thunders is God going through those seven cycles of creation, is what you're saying. So.
Yeah, and it says that, you know, the host of heaven will pass away, and he'll make a new heavens and a new earth. I mean, it's all over the scriptures, but we haven't
right.
been able to get the first clue of the meaning of it, so we see
right,
it very
exactly.
myopically. But in the last cycle, he was seduced by the Gog spirit, which runs throughout the universal construction. We have got to learn how to overcome that if we expect to establish the heavens. We have got to learn it, so we're locked into an incredible warfare on Earth.
Well, can I raise a question? What you're basically saying, and like, if, let's say I'm a 3-year-old, and I'm going to ask a 3-year-old question. What you're saying basically is the Gog spirit is one that feeds into the ego, like the ego of Lucifer. It feeds our ego of self. Would that be a kind of a simplification of it?
I apologize, but because I didn't hear what you said.
Would it say that the Gog spirit is one that feeds into the ego or self or things that are good for self or give the self power or perspective? In other words, Satan was one of the most intelligent created beings.
Yeah.
So the real issue is self, isn't it? And it's the idea that self-directed people, powers, etc., are basically the underlying cause of evil, because evil enters. In fact, one of the things I like, particularly in Genesis 3, is that the definition of evil is, in a sense, and this is my summary of it, to do what is right in our own intellectual eyes. In other words, doing what we think is right without consulting God in prayer is the very, in a sense, the nidus or the seat of evil, isn't it?
Well, when you look at Revelation, and it talks about the seven churches, you know.
Right.
The seven churches are these congregations that were in Turkey that are basically, that existed, but they're actually metaphors of all the preceding universes. That's what they are. And each church had a candlestick, and a candlestick has a certain time frame to it. In other words,
right.
if you went to a store and wanted to buy a candle that burned for 3 hours, it cost $6, say. Okay,
right.
So each universal construction had a time to it, a universal time to it.
Right.
And when that, and so in the first universal construction, which was the Church of Ephesus, what do we find there that's telling us a story about what happened? And what happened there was they lost their first love. That's what happened in our galaxy. We somehow listened to the wrong voice, and it was the voice of an archangel that we elevated above God.
Okay.
And we were deceived. We were deceived by an archangel who was highly loved and powerful and did mighty exploits.
Right. In fact, if you look at the book of the York Rite, which is the 17th rite of the Scottish Rite and Freemasonry, they teach you the name of their ineffable name of God, which you have to accept, which is Yah, the creator God of the breath, Baal, and Osiris. And people don't understand that what basically you're saying is exactly the same thing. We're listening to the wrong voice.
That's right.
Please continue.
And so on Earth, we have to learn how to hear the voice of God and not be deceived, not be
right.
confused. And so a lot of people, I've heard people say, well, the Lord told me this. I heard people on TV say, well, one guy, I don't like calling people out by name, but I have to say this guy's name because he said, well, the Lord said to him, Jesse, I want you to do this, this, and this. And the Lord never calls me by my Earth name, ever. He never, because I have a new name that only, it won't be revealed to me. It's on a stone that's going to be revealed to me.
The white stone you're talking about, like in Revelation, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the Lord's not going to call me by my old name, which is Ken Klein. He's going to call me by my new name, which he hasn't revealed to me yet. So when
right.
this guy says, well, the Lord said to me, Jesse, I'm going, you're a false teacher, and you're teaching people to listen to the wrong voice. And that's
right.
exactly what happened in the heavenly dimension. We listened to the wrong voice. So God is trying to teach us how to hear his voice. If you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. So,
right.
But the problem is every day we have to deal with the problem of, wow, I got to deal with this body that is set against my spirit. The body's
right,
set against
exactly.
the spirit. So I'm all for the body being healthy and all that stuff, and that I'm glad you're trying to help people with physical health. But
right.
this body can deceive
you. You're talking about spirit health, is what you're talking about. Spirit health,
yeah,
which means developing a relationship now, because eternity doesn't start when you die. Eternity starts today
when
you develop
a
spirit
time,
relationship with God,
time,
right?
A lot of time when people are thinking they're hearing the voice of God, they're just hearing the echo of a spirit that's been tainted because of sin. So
okay.
We have to get our spirit cleansed so that we can have a better connection with the voice of God. That's the problem. That was the problem that set off the war in the heavens. That's the problem on earth. That's why I don't listen to preachers.
So, gee, somehow somebody's trying to contact me. I don't know how that's happening. I have something coming through my headphones. Oh, that's really strange. Yeah. Comes from my headphones, so I think someone in the studio, somebody connected the internet or whatever. Maybe somebody tried to call on the internet. So please continue, Ken.
Well, all I'm saying is that if you see what set off this conflict in the heavens, it was because Lucifer listened to the voice of God, this God spirit that...
To make total sense. It makes total sense.
Yeah, and then so he got deceived. And so because he was elevated, now we're deceived. Now, as a result of that deception, it set up a war in the heavens, which necessitated God having to set the whole conflict on earth, which is the vanity that on earth it's filled by that conflict. But we still, the conflict can be inverted and it can be turned in a way that profits us. Just like in a movie, when you see the protagonist fighting against the antagonist, the bigger the antagonist, the bigger the protagonist gets. So all this
in other words, the opposition kind of is the end of the battle, is what you're saying.
Well, the battle is going to, if we walk properly, we'll overcome giants, just like David did when he killed Goliath. That's what's at stake here. That's what's going on here. And the only way to overcome is by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our confession. And the word of our confession means that we're hearing what God's saying, so we confess what he says.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's really cool. So what you're saying is a better way to pray, for example, the very first time I had a spontaneous healing of a guy, it was 1976, and he asked me to pray, and I would pray to God, but I was an ex-Roman Catholic. I don't want to get into my story. But I prayed. I said, God, give me a vision that this man's tumor is gone. He had a melanoma, which is in his liver and his brain. We were talking he was going to die the next day. My friend actually made a bet that he was going to be dead the next day. We were going to do the autopsy, and I thought he would last a few days. But God gave me a vision, like you say, a vision, instantaneous vision, a spirit vision, that his tumor is gone. And I came back the next day to see if he had gone off to the autopsy room. He said, he was discharged home. I said, you're kidding. 6 months later, both Esty Norvell and his colleague, which is this medical student who was an atheist, said, he got a spontaneous remission. I'm thinking, you're kidding. And so what I realized is it's getting in touch with God, whether it's to fix your health or your relationships or even to pray for our nation. We're not going to fix things. God's going to fix it when he gives us a vision from him. He's the only source of healing of the body. We can add nutraceuticals. We can do other things that are going to help. The same thing with our nation. We need to pray not only for our leaders. We need to pray for God's intervention in us individually and in our national leaders. We need to pray that God touches their soul with a vision that comes only from God, not from the God of Gog or Magog or whatever you want to call it, the Luciferic idea of self, right?
Well, it happens in our chamber of imagery. That's our spirit. So that's why that teaching from Ezekiel is so critical to ability to function on earth and begin to hear the voice of God. The voice of God is not an audible voice. It's a quiet voice that doesn't sound like anything that we understand or know.
Yeah, God speaks in images, almost like telepathic images, is another from the Creator, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I think it's very difficult to put into human words until you begin to experience it. But I think a good example is Peter, like I mentioned earlier.
Right.
He saw this thing. Where did he see it? I mean, it was confusing. And what is this? He couldn't understand what God was saying. I have never eaten anything unclean. Well, he wasn't talking about eating anything unclean. He was trying to give him a concept within the context of his Jewishness and his background about what was clean and unclean. And he went, now I get it. You want to give the Holy Spirit to the Gentiles. Wow, that vision changed the world.
Right.
Now the kingdom of God is extended to the Gentiles. Who would have ever dreamed that?
Which is why, of course, the temple had an outer court. It was for the Gentiles, right? So the archetype was already there by God, and even in design. But they didn't understand it. And, of course, until after Peter got that image. Okay, that's cool. So,
the thing that he's trying to help us understand on a huge level is that God isn't afraid to give us his authority and to give us responsibility. He's trusting us. He trusts
right.
us.
Right.
He trusts us. Even when you get back to the creation, which is a whole other story in Genesis 1,
right.
it says, let us make man in our image. People think that we're made in the image of God. No, those were angels. Let us make man in our image. So the angels were given responsibility to make man. God gave them creative.
He proxied the authority, in other words, to the angels.
But listen to what I said. He gave them creative authority. He's the creator. He wasn't afraid to delegate to angels creative authority.
Well, I think he's going to do that again to the human race when we become sanctified in the bride. I think what you're doing is you're saying he's going to restore what was lost, the Edenic covenant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what Genesis, the exegesis of Genesis, has never been taught properly, and it has to be rethought through and shared in the light of how creation works.
In other words, this gives true hope, because we have a hopeless generation of young people. We have a hopeless people going to church hoping if they do enough good works, God will like them. Well, God loves them. He just wants them to be transformed. He wants them to connect, right?
Yeah, of course.
You know, I think this is pretty cool. This gives people true hope. That's why your movies and your videos and books are so important, because I don't think the churches are giving hope. That's why we still have abortion. That's why we still have the nation languishing in collective self-worship. That's why America, though it does great evil in the world, does great good, thinks that the good works wipe away the evil. And unfortunately, I've learned this both personally and otherwise, that it's only God that can take away sin. We can't. And we can't take personal sin or corporate sin of our nation unless we turn to God. God is the only one that can wash away our sins, right?
Yes, and I think for the most part, Christianity is about morality rather than spirituality, and there's a big.
I agree with you. I think that morality is something like a sales product to try to sell you, and people get jealous because you're so moral. We want to be like you, but what you're talking about is spirituality, which is the true gospel. It's not just morality, is it?
No, I'm not saying to be immoral. But
morality is the first step. It's on one level, in other words.
And the Bible calls it will worship. You know, if I just am good enough, if I just do good enough.
Yeah, exactly.
That's morality, but what about spirituality? What is your faith providing for you in terms of seeing the things of God in the spiritual dimension? That's a whole different idea. If you find that, the law of the Spirit rather than the law of the commandments, well, then you will actually, in a de facto sense, find yourself keeping the Ten Commandments.
Wow.
It just happens automatically.
That's so profound what you just said. Amazing.
Yeah.
We got some amazing topics coming up next week, Ken. I was so blessed by today's show. Coming up in Hour 3, John W. Spring. Tomorrow we have Jim Cole, Hour 1, Dr. Fred Graves, Bob Vineyard. Lowell Ponte will be back with an amazing article. And, of course, Jonathan Gray, our ancient archaeologist from Christian archaeologist from New Zealand. Thank you, Ken Klein. Again, kenkleinproductions.net. Do visit there now. Get the books and videos, do support and prayer that our nation accepts the spiritual truths he's sending out to you people like spiritual manna to feed the body of believers and to turn hearts back to the Creator God. Thank you for listening. Back in a moment with hour number 3. Stay tuned. And the medicine for the blues.